Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and as you know, Alex's War premiered online a couple of days ago. I had the opportunity to watch this rather lengthy documentary, especially a biographical documentary in this age where everything is kind of like fast food, quick cuts. 2 hours and 11 minutes. I'm going to give you the good, the bad, the ugly, how I felt about it throughout. But for those that are clicking on this and have no idea who I am and they just want to get a perspective from somebody who worked with Alex Jones and what they think about this picture, I'm Jason Burmis. I am a documentary filmmaker, and really, Alex Jones in many ways mentored my talk radio / internet personality career, right? The content I create here. And even inspired what I would do with my documentary films. He was this sort of all-in-one package of a person I may not agree fully with, but somebody, at least when I was looking at him in my pre-Loose Change days, I had great admiration for his courage. And I'll never forget, it's not a scene that's in this film, although I think that this film does do a good job of archiving Alex's early years. A lot of that is through the voice of Mike Hansen. I would have loved to see a few more voices in there, but I think Mike does a really good job. It's kind of given from Mike and Alex's perspective alone. Is this part of America Destroyed by Design when Alex Jones is over in a national park, I believe it's Yellowstone, starts talking about the United Nations and how they've taken dominion and ownership over these parks. And all of a sudden he gets in the middle of a crowd of tourists and starts declaring this. And I just think to myself, my God, this is so awkward. But I started laughing to myself. I'm like, this guy will do whatever it takes. And you got to give him credit for that. He just steps right into the situation and goes for it. Love him or hate him. And I don't know, other than the fact that I believe in a thing called the law of attraction. A lot of people like to equate that with The Secret and kind of a simplicity in many ways. But I do believe that we create our own destinies, whether we realize it or not. And I was drawn to this material at a high level because as I was looking into it and I realized the severity that the situation was for not only the human species, but when I first got into it, Americans, people in the United States, I was taken aback. That's why 9/11 was really the focus in my early career. And that's, of course, how Alex Jones and I came together. Through Loose Change, and Loose Change Final Cut would be a film that he produced. And while he produced that, we grew more of and more of a relationship, not only on the radio, but meeting each other in Chicago in 2006. And then when he produced my follow-up film, Fabled Enemies, I became his stand-in host. And from there, I would come back again. He would produce a film called Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find. All work I'm extremely proud of, by the way. And I was the first person he gave a show to, The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And I'll be forever grateful for that. Now, Alex and I had our differences then. We've had our differences throughout. You can watch videos, for instance, that go all the way up to our reunion tour, where Alex jumps into a video I'm doing with Rob Dew right before COVID-1984 kicks off over at the Omni Hotel. We kind of have a verbal spat over Julian Assange back and forth. But since then, I've hosted the Alex Jones's Fourth Hour many times now. I just hosted it last week. I'm never given anything to say. And there's never, hey, you can't talk about this. I want to make that extremely clear. And I'm not on some kind of payroll. So I think I can give a really unique perspective of this film, Alex's War. And you can find it in numerous places. It's on iTunes. If you're watching on Rockfin, you can get pay-per-view. I think pay-per-view is like $4.99, I believe. if you're a $9.99 a month subscriber. So I love the Rockfin route. I think that's great. We're going to watch the trailer. I want to do that as well. But Alex's War, okay, is one of the top movies over on Apple TV. And I want to point out that their Twitter is a great resource for reviews like this. Now, I wanted to go over this review really quick because there's some things in it that I actually agree with, believe it or not, before we watch the trailer and I tell you what I felt about the film. Number one, if you read this, Alex's War Review, a gripping and disturbing look at Alex Jones and the politics of unreality. So it always starts with this premise with the mainstream media. Alex Jones is batshit crazy. Alex Jones is a liar. Alex Jones is fake news. Alex Jones is repulsive. Alex Jones is a grifter or a snake oil salesman, etc., etc., etc. I just want to say that when I've made mistakes, I've admitted to them, okay, bar none, but the vast majority of my work has been extremely accurate and extremely prophetic, and I would say the same for Alex's work, despite us, again, not agreeing on everything. And what I would say is the most critical part of the film, really looking into Sandy Hook and playing old video clips as well as courtroom clips, which I don't think was really over-the-top critical, by the way. I don't think it had an agenda by any means. But there was a place that we had great disagreements at the time. You know, and I wasn't in touch with the InfoWars office. Not with Alex himself. We never discussed it. But again, that's such a focal point, especially with the trial going on right now. The one thing that I will say about this that I do agree with the author is he says basically, you know, the film doesn't really get into anything evidence-wise that Alex Jones talks about. So in other words, and I totally agree with this, the movie's almost kind of like a Rorschach film. What do I mean? Well, you're depending on where you sit on the fence with Alex Jones, you're going to see what you want to see. So he actually mentions in this, Owen Gleiberman, that people that watch this film and were Alex Jones fans are going to think he knocked it out of the park. Because in the 2 hours plus, they do hit a lot of mainline points. For instance, they get into Waco. Now, at the same time, they don't play news clips or back up what Alex Jones is talking about Waco. But anybody who's done their homework about Waco now realizes, yeah, federal agents went in there and killed a bunch of people, including kids. That's fact. That's fact. But if you're part of the authoritative source crowd or the headlines crowd or the Alex Jones is a crackpot crowd, it doesn't matter that's being said. It's not presented like, hey, these are the facts. All right. So I don't think this film is going to do anything for changing people that are skeptical of Alex Jones. I think they're going to kind of feel the same way. I don't think there's a lot of personal life in this other than the basics in the documentary. You know, I got to see on the inside. I had a Thanksgiving at Jones's house with his family. I got to know his father rather well. I really liked his dad. I think Dr. David Jones is a really good man, you know, and there's no interviews with his family other than his son Rex at the end. This documentary is primarily taking you all the way up into the January 6th arena where the movie, the heart of the movie really takes place, right? We keep zooming back, zooming back, zooming back, all right? And through that, I would say some of the most candid and enjoyable shots of the film occur. What do I mean by that? Well, number one, you have Alex in the Capitol with Ali Alexander, and one of the protesters says, you know, why are we going to leave? Maybe we should just stay right here and do a sit-in. And I'm not opposed to nonviolent protest. And I don't think that equates them with the left or Antifa. And, you know, Alex, right away, Ali is like, no, 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 no. But Alex entertains the idea. It's like, you know, it's okay to talk. It's okay to have ideas. And I agree. I agree. Another part that I thought was really enjoyable was when Alex Jones goes up to Michael Flynn for the first time. And, you know, knowing Alex on the inside and his personality, He walks up to Flynn, he shakes his hand, says something, and he's like, I know you're too scared to come on the show. And it catches Flynn off guard, right? He's like, oh, no, I'm not. Well, I'll tell you what. Cringeworthy or not, it got Michael Flynn to do a sit-down with Alex Jones. And I think that's a positive thing, right? I think that's a really positive thing. Now, before I give you the rest of the review of the film, what I thought, again, the good, the bad, the ugly of the film, let's together watch the trailer for Alex's War. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think that this is a film that's worth supporting because independent media is important. Just like I may not agree with everything InfoWars has to say, I want InfoWars to exist. I want more choices. And again, how many people are giving Jason Burmes a voice like InfoWars has over the years?
I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is true. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm the most banned, most demonized media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
And he's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn. The sickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He said, me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's my hair looking?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. And I thought, that's what I'll do.
Get it, Alex. Death to the New World Order!
It was that attack on humanity that I saw early on that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that, there's no going back.
It's not, you gotta like it when he, you know, licks his lips right there. Shot extremely well, by the way. And again, we're gonna get into more of the film in a moment.
Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works. And everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's when the media took the gloves off.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No. The attempts to deplatform us have failed.
They'd have the CIA, the FBI following me around.
Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here.
This is such a historic moment together.
USA!
It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay? Even though that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put me in front of a firing squad, pull the trigger. I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next.
So I would say this, that the strength of the film, again, is that it's really an unfettered look at Alex Jones that isn't edited in a way to aggrandize his views or empower you to believe what he's saying via clips and evidence, right? And documents and that sort of thing. But instead, it's more of a compilation of the movements of Alex's career and where he went. And for instance, one of the clips they showed, which I was actually really happy on, I'd forgotten about, was Alex Jones down in New York City. He was at, I believe, the DNC and not the RNC. It could have been the RNC. In fact, I believe it was the RNC because I think this is the same time that he gets David Gergen and talks about Moloch, etc., with him. But he gets on C-SPAN, and a lot of people would call in to C-SPAN in these calling shows, and especially to the guy that he ends up talking to, and talk about some of the actual things that Alex Jones and InfoWars would put out there and, you know, put people on the spot. And Alex gets about 90 seconds or so, and he goes over how John Kerry and George Bush are distant cousins, skull and bones, Yale, same agenda, New World Order, globalist puppets, and murders it. He murders it. I thought, yeah. And again, this is a film that actually moves quickly for a 2+ hour film, but if you've been following this for a long time, this easily could have been a miniseries. All right. But I think that you'd have to expand upon the people that they interview on the inside and outside, because, you know, Rob Dew, Schroyer, they certainly have a formidable part in the film. But Mike Hansen is really the bread and butter that tells the upcoming of Alex Jones. And Jones did shows with more people than, I believe it was Jeff, I forget who the last name was, but I wasn't even aware of Alex when he started doing that. It has to go at a rapid pace because he's been working for 30 years. Now, when I talk about some of the clips I would have loved to see, you know, 9/11 Truth to me was a big deal, obviously. You know, if you look at these shirts and Alex Jones on the 5th anniversary of 9/11 with myself and others, that's not even in there. On the 4th anniversary of 9/11, I believe, is when he bullhorns Geraldo. And that wasn't on there either. So, you know, there's a couple editorial decisions on you know, what you exactly cover in that time span of Alex Jones becoming more of a mainline figure. I think that that could have been done maybe a little bit differently. But as I stated before, it was pretty fair. You know, there were parts where you could say that Alex is a little bit cringeworthy. Shocking. Georgia Guidestone part might be one of those things. And Georgia Guidestones are actually kind of highlighted pretty early on. Obviously, that now integrates with the fact that they've been destroyed out of nowhere. All right. And you look at the influence Jones has had, it's undeniable. And for somebody like me that has documented and worked towards making others understand, there really is a movement for a one world government, a beyond track, trace, and database society, but now an openly transhumanist fourth industrial revolution where they're talking about a post-human world. And Alex Jones has been talking about that. And love him or hate him, he's one of the driving forces that have made people aware, and he hasn't gotten everything right, but I think that's okay. So on a film level, I'm going to say this. I think it's an 8 out of 10. I think just about anybody can sit down and watch this film. That's for sure. It's not overtly vulgar, etc. But if you're not aware of the source material, I really don't think that, you know, if you've already picked a side and you hate Alex Jones, I don't think this makes you like Alex Jones. If you love Alex Jones, this could be like, wow, I can't believe they let all this stuff out there. But I would encourage you to watch it again, because really the narrative that's produced is, you know, a narrative that is cinema verite, and it's a kind of like a fly on the wall. There is no kind of narration. So once again, you're not looking at the source info. You're not looking at the Agenda 21 stuff. Okay, you're not looking at the Davos clips. You're not looking at people saying New World Order literally hundreds of times. If you want to see those, though, if you do, you know, I am a documentary filmmaker. Three of the films right here, Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, and Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, were produced by Alex Jones and InfoWars. And Alex is in Shade the Motion Picture. I think they are extremely great companions to the film Alex's War, if in fact you have somebody that thinks that everything that Alex Jones is talking about is Johnny Nonsense and not real. I think that this is actually documented, a lot of the things that he talks about in this film throughout. And these are the hardcore docs. I want to thank InfoWars for giving me that opportunity to make these films. They're free of charge because we actually believe what we put out there. Think about that for a second. You know, everybody wants to attack, myself or Jones. He puts his money where his mouth is. How many people can say that? Are any of us perfect? No, we're not. You want to support the broadcast? The links are down below. You can buy me a coffee right now at buymeacoffee.com/Jason Burmis, 5, 10, 15 bucks. It means the world to me. By the way, if you are a premium subscriber, you've hit that red subscribe button over at Rockfin, where we're completely uncensored, right? You've done that. You can get Alex Jones's new film, the film, it's not his film, but the one based on him, Alex's War, for cheap. I think it's $4.99 instead of 15 bucks. Pretty awesome. $99.99 for the year, $9.99 a month. You hit subscribe, you get everybody else's premium content for free. We're on Podbean. We rumbling as well. Guys, it is not about left or right. It is always about right and wrong. I want to thank you for joining me. I love you guys, and I will see you on the flip side.